irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. So glad you're here with us tonight. And we have a special guest, one of Dr. Pat's students, Patricia Elpend. And we're going to see if we've got her on the podcast.
Okay. There's some sound coming through.
Yeah, I hear it. I'm telling the board right now.
Good.
Tone, please leave a message for 1.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to try to get her on the line. Until then, we are live on the air. Dr. Allen, how are you this evening?
I'm just fine. I just got my second Moderna vaccination.
Right, RNA.
I hope everyone out there that can will do it.
All right. So our switchboard's trying to get Patricia right now. I'm probably going to try messaging her and seeing what is going on. So, how are you feeling after that, Dr. Allen? You feeling good?
At the tone, please leave a message for 1-3-1-0-4-5-4-0-6-8-4. Record your message at the tone when.
Okay. So, I'm going to confirm her number. Until then, Dr. Allen.
Hello.
Hi. We're working on it right now, getting Patricia Elpend with us.
Okay.
All right. So I'm telling the switchboard her number.
Okay.
Until then, let's take a call. All right. Very good. Switchboard, we'll take a call. Ronan, he's amazing.
Hello?
Hi, caller. Hello. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. How are you, Dr. Pat?
I'm just fine as I'm celebrating getting my second shot.
Yeah, that's great. I'll be taking my mom to her second one next week. That will be
good.
That'll be excellent.
Excellent. What can we do for you today?
I have a few things. So I've definitely met a number of people and definitely getting to know them, and that's been good so far. My question is more of, okay, if somebody, I went on a date with somebody, it was nice, still figuring out where I am with that, but she's coming back with all kinds of, well, not all kinds of ideas, but she's reaching out and saying, hey, do you want to go to this? Do you want to go to that?
I want you to know she's being a masculine mothering person.
Right. I think she's expressing, you know, interest in keeping things going, and I'm still figuring out my side of it. So I'm wondering, in the communication department, when she proposes something to do, what's a way to turn that back using
my tools in a cherishing way? My tools are for men with women. First of all, it sounds like she was raised women's lib-wise, and because of that, she feels very responsible for being a man. She doesn't know it, but in my last book, A Man's World and a Woman's Universe, I clearly outline the difference between being feminine and wanting to be cherished and masculine and wanting to be respected. I hear a woman that is trying to be respected because she's bought the message. Women's Lib is wonderful for employment, but in romance, she's got to know whether she wants you to cherish her feelings or respect her thinking and her logic and her leadership. So here's your tool. Dear, I so appreciate your taking the time to tell me what you want and what you think and to interview me. But the truth of the matter is, as a man, I want to be respected by you. And I promise that if you will make an appointment with me and you will tell me that I can do it or not do it, I will probably take care of your feelings by listening to you. But if you mother me, I did not keep my mother as a mother, because a man needs to become a man to earn respect for doing good. So number one, stroke her for wanting to be productive. You are really wonderful with your ideas and your questions and your leadership, but I want you to enjoy the pleasure of this date at my request. How do you feel about receiving cherishing from me and attention and a date? Do you understand, sir?
Yes, and I did text her back probably the first two-thirds of that. But before I do the rest, I have to decide what I want to do in regards to her in the future. I would like to do the idea of three dates, but she's, you know, I have somebody who I think is definitely a number one, and it's not her. So I'm definitely in the duty dating department, but not
but
sure how much.
I want you on the first date to tell her what I just gave you as a way of a tool. If she fights and disrespects you, you don't have to date her after that because she's already turned you down.
Well, we already went out, and she was definitely respectful when we went to our walking thing last week. But now she's come up with a couple of ideas because I think she's excited and getting into the dating stuff.
But
early.
I want you to graciously, cherishingly stroke her for her creativity, but please ask her how she feels about letting you lead be the man.
Okay, so the idea of, something like, I'll reach out to you with an idea and we can take it from there, something like that?
No, what, you're going to ask her of an idea for an idea?
No. I was saying that I will reach out to her when I have an idea and then see how she feels about it.
That's exactly right. You want to be the date master. If it's your date, if it's her date, if she called you, she has a right to be the respected one. But I want you to give her the awareness that that is turning you off, not on. You're not a little Peter Pan, feminine little boy. You're a man that wants to entertain a woman on a date in order to befriend her, at least to befriend her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, will you do that?
Yes, she's a very, I think she's a very nice person, very smart. I think there's positive qualities, even if we move forward.
I want you to understand that from the Second World War on, women have been applauded for imitating men. That's what my book is all about. It's a man's world. You guys are very interested in things. And you tend to sometimes make women sexual things. And women, they're in charge of what I call oxygen, because they use more words. And if they're taught to be men, by their dads especially, and the book talks about it, if they want to be respected, I want you to ask her to let you be the man, starting from the beginning, and ask her how she feels about doing that.
Yes, and the first date was like that. I didn't get anything that was going in a different direction. But I have another question about...
I want you, one moment, please.
Okay.
I want to take another person, okay, and I appreciate you because you call faithfully, and if there's a space today, I want you to fill it. In other words, what I'm doing is saying, I want to deal with another person on the phone. What do you think about that?
Wait, to say that to her?
No, to you. You're wanting to ask me another...
Oh, you want to take another call.
I want to take another call.
Ah, okay. Yes, of course. I appreciate that. That was the main thing. I did want to ask about Live for Love, but I can save that for another time.
Oh, you can do that. If there's space and time, put your name on the list of people again.
Well, I will certainly call again no matter what. It's always good hearing from you, and glad that you're all vaccinated up.
Yes.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
All right. So our board is going to get, Ronan is going to get Patricia Alpenge for us.
Oh, good, because I've got her book in front of me, and I want to ask her about it.
I know. It's a great book.
Yes, really cool. It is beautiful.
I know it is. Hello, Patricia Alpenge. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Patricia.
Here I am.
I have your book in front of me.
Oh,
and I'm amazed.
Thank you for that.
And I'm impressed. And I cannot, for those of you that are listening, Patricia Alpenge has been studying in my institute for many years. Is that true, Patricia?
Yes, I'd say almost 26 years.
Well, that's a long time. And
that's right.
I am a dream reader.
Yes.
And Patricia grabbed on to that and literally equals, if not surpasses me, in skills at reading dreams.
Why, thank you for that.
Her book is, her book, what?
Thank you.
Well, I'm looking at the cover, which is awesomely magnificent. The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams and Know Yourself. Patricia, would you please explain, why do we dream?
Well, we dream because the universe is bringing us messages through the back door of our unconscious to bubble up through to our conscious mind so that we can live our lives more fully and more directly in touch with the, I tell people that really what we're doing here is getting in touch with our own sixth sense, because we all have it, and we had it when we came into the world as babies, and we lost touch with it. So I'm bringing us back to, and as you have with me, we're bringing everyone back who wants this information, who wants to know what's going on behind the scenes. This method, this way of getting in touch with our own sixth sense.
I got it. And what, pray tell, is yin and yang Chinese got to do with dreams?
Well, in our system, we know that the world, the universe operates off of a binary system, which is the yin and the yang, and that is the masculine and the feminine, or I should put it the feminine and the masculine, the yin and the yang, and those energies are complementary energies that make the world go round.
There's a book I have on my desk from a class I'm teaching, Yin and Yang of Life by Dr.
Yes.
Kim and Dr. Lee. If people wanted to study it, could they study that as part of your dream training?
Absolutely. On the back of my book, on the rear panel of my book, is the recommendation from them, that author, one of the authors.
Wow, wow.
Gave
I'm going
me
to the back of the book.
See,
and
they loved my book and gave me a wonderful review. So we fit perfectly with their system, and it's complementary. And the dreams come to us in terms of masculine and feminine images, and that's how we know if we're all.
What represents masculine people in a dream? I noticed that when I teach dreams, that dreams are either of people, nature, or things.
Right. And that's the hierarchy they come in. And then the subcategories, there are the masculine and the feminine subcategories of each of those. So when we are dreaming of people, the highest form of the hierarchy, when we're coming closest to consciousness with the message, then we're dreaming of people, which come in forms of men representing the feminine, actually.
Why would you dream of a man for the feminine?
Because the soul of a man is feminine and the soul of a woman is masculine. So when we dream of a woman, we're dreaming of our masculine.
And what is it called, so the audience can look it up? What is the soul of a woman called?
The soul of a woman is called the animus, and the soul of a man is the anima. So that's the yin
that
and the yang.
That sounds like Latin.
It is Latin, exactly.
That's
and that
right.
means the soul. The soul of the man is anima, and that's the yin, and the soul of a woman is the animus, which is the yang. So we have complementary systems within us.
What about the bodies? A man has a masculine body and a woman has a feminine body.
That's right. But that's the paradox of the mind. And Dr. Carl Jung figured that one out all those years. But the Chinese were onto it even before Carl Jung.
The Chinese have been onto everything for a long time.
That's right. So here we are. Little dream readers here who can try to help people understand their unconscious, their subconscious mind, that really know more than our conscious mind knows. And so we tap into it, like I say, through the back door, which is the dream world, and we can tap into that and we can just move forward in our lives much more smoothly, knowing what we really know.
What are you dreaming of doing if you're dreaming of women?
If you're dreaming of women, the woman, whether you're a man or a woman, dreaming of a woman, you're dreaming of your feminine, you're dreaming of the masculine side of you, which is doing, action, thinking, business, your workplace. So you're dreaming of that aspect of yourself, of your
Do
work.
Do you mean to tell me that when you dream of women, you're dreaming of productivity?
That's right, productivity.
Mm-hmm. And what are you dreaming of when you dream of men? They have yang bodies, right?
But since they have a yin soul, you're dreaming of feeling centeredness, the physical. The physical is the feminine and the feeling center.
So you dream of men, you're dreaming of feeling good to do good. And when
yes,
you dream of women,
right.
You're dreaming of doing good
to
feel good.
That's right.
So, well, how can people, one of the things that you and I know when we dream read is that people say, I can't remember my dreams.
Oh, that's all in chapter 7, how to capture your dreams. Pardon? How to capture your dreams is chapter 7. Okay, well, that is, I'll give you the quick takeaway on chapter 7, which is keep a pad and pen by the bed or recording device, but I still am old school, nothing like keeping a journal because you can refer back. And before you go to sleep, you tell yourself, I'm going to remember my dream. Go to sleep. And you wake up. As you're waking up, you must keep your eyes closed because you are in the Lyman state, which is between sleeping and waking, and you will remember your dream. For a 3 to 4 minute period, you're in that state of consciousness between sleeping and waking, and that's when you can capture an image or two or the whole thing. But to start out, the practice begins with keeping a pad by the bed, keeping your eyes closed upon waking, and jotting down, even if it's one symbol, oh, cat, I saw a cat. Oh, a car, beach. So you jot down those things with your eyes closed. You can put the story together later. The story isn't as important as the symbols that show up because we have a whole array of categorized images stored for us to use for our stories that our subconscious wants to use the cast of characters to create our story that we need to learn the message from.
Well, I would love to talk to you more, but I also would love to talk to my other people. Therefore,
I'm so glad.
Where do they get a hold of you and where do they get the book?
The book can be found on Amazon, and my website is thedreamclass.com, and I have a YouTube channel now on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 8, and it's found on YouTube, and the channel is Veronica Lane Books Channel, and mine is Know Your Dreams. So look for me. The information will be on Facebook, on my website, and people can get a hold of me for private consultation. And away we go, Pat.
Thank you so much. And I
Thank
want
you
to
so
remember
much.
You're one of my protege students, and you absolutely have learned how to read dreams, and it's wonderful watching you do it.
Thank you, Pat. I'll see you
okay.
all. I'll see you all again on the radio and hopefully on YouTube. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye, Patricia. Thank you so
Bye,
much
Kelly.
For being on with us tonight. Patricia Alpinge, everyone. Her website, The Dream Class. She has a YouTube channel. You can find her on Facebook. Her book is marvelous, and you can find it on Amazon.com. The name of the book, again, is The Dream Class. It's a lovely, lovely book. Hello? Okay, Dr. Allen, we've got a call. The caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi. So my question is, I've always listened to your advice from the perspective of a single woman wanting a relationship. And now I'm actually in a relationship after following your advice. So I need help. Yeah, exactly. So we've been together for 3 months. I would say two of that.
Oh, the perfect period. The first 3 months are perfect. Everybody's pretending they're perfect. The second 3 months, not perfect. He's doing, you're doing. And you're starting to get to know each other, which is the basis of a friendship. And the third 3 months, 6 to 9, yeah, that is 6 to 9, that's when you have to start negotiating time, I time, we time, us time, space, are you going to live together, money, how do you pay for your trips, and play, non-sexual play, and sexual play. So what question fits into what category?
Well, it's sort of the transition between the perfect and imperfect. It's been a little bit weird with COVID because it's been a bit of a different dating scene than what it would usually be. We were able to date a little bit before lockdown, but then we had a stay-at-home order, and so we sort of joined households because we were allowed to have like one person you visit. So we've been spending like every day together, almost pretty much every day, which has been great. But then I was listening to one of your old podcasts, and it was about how overexposure can dull intimacy. And so
too much stimulation dulls stimulation.
Yeah. And it was sort of like we didn't really have a choice for a while of like we couldn't see anybody else. And
that's the truth.
Yeah, but I guess one of my questions, or my main question, is, so one thing that happened was when I first met him, he was just finishing a second career program, and he had a job that he was starting, and he started it in January, which is great. And I sort of offered to make his lunches for him just as a kind thing to do and take care of him, or I don't know, is that being masculine, I guess, is part of my question, because now I make his lunches. And
did you get permission? Did you say to him, I have an offer to give you if you want it?
Yep. Yeah. And he loves it. Like he buys all the groceries and we go grocery shopping together, and he buys all the groceries and sends them to my house and like drops them off
so
at my house with me.
It's a mutual chore. You play house.
Yeah, exactly. I just wasn't sure if that was like being mothering.
No,
like I don't want to mother him.
As long as you didn't sell him the offer.
No, he loved
it. Participated.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to make your lunches. What
no,
do you think?
No.
Are you? Yeah. You didn't do that.
No. It was just like it was sort of like a sweet thing that I offered to do for his start of work, and I've been doing it ever since. And he always says how much he appreciates it and that he loves them and stuff. And so.
But he approves of it to the degree that he pays for the food.
Yep. Yeah, definitely.
And that is a mutual chore that you're doing. You're doing that for him as a way to respect and cherish him because it has to do with men. Harvard did the study that evaluated men for why they wanted to marry. 2/3 of all men want to marry for sensual and sexual stability. Now, the sensual is food, homemaking, kids.
Okay.
The sexual is obvious. Sexual.
Yeah.
2/3 of women mate and marry for status, Mrs. So-and-so, and financial stability.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if the food was like action or not, but that's good. And the one other question I just had was like, I feel like I love him, but he's a lot less emotive about his feelings, which is fine, but like, is there a reasonable time frame for when to expect him to say that? Because I'm not saying anything. I know to keep my mouth shut and just let him say it first.
Wait a minute. What did you just ask me? Is there what is he not doing that you want him to do?
Just saying I love you.
He may never say it because men don't use words like we do.
Okay.
He may be an action man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
okay.
He definitely is.
Now, so what you're doing is mothering him out of his nature.
How do you mean?
He will maybe never talk as much love as you do.
Okay, yeah.
But he may love you, he may cherish you so good that it's strictly the matter of we women use 5,000 words to their 2,500.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's true, yeah.
All right. Now,
okay. That, yeah.
And I am a transactional analyst. Beware of your thoughts. For they become words. Beware of your words, for they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny at the bank, at the doctor's office, and in every loving relationship. So I'm warning you, please do not mother him when it comes to language, because language comes from the left lobe, which is yang, masculine, and you're wanting him to speak from his right lobe, which is feminine, and he may not be as feminine as you want. Is your dad feminine or masculine? Who's the head of the house with mom
and
dad?
My dad's the head of the house. I always feel like my mom's like the sort of a doormat, and my dad's like...
No, your mom is a passive, patient, vulnerable woman who respects her man.
Yeah.
Now, does your dad talk love or do love?
He does it. Yeah, he does it.
Now,
yeah.
Does your mother like that, or did she teach you not to like that?
No, she likes that. I never understood their
but
relationship.
But you called
but
her a doormat.
I was raised to be a boy. I've been listening to a lot of your stuff, and I was definitely raised more masculine. So I always sort of...
If your father came in a room, would he ask you how you did today or how you felt about what you did?
How I did. Always how I did. Yeah.
Do you have
Even
a
to
brother?
This day. Yeah. No, I'm an only child.
You're an only child, but... Do you know that what you just asked me was to approve of you teaching him how to talk female? I can't and won't do that.
No, that's fair. That's good perspective on it.
I am going to give you the five tools because I've mentioned them already in this phone. So remember this.
Okay.
He is a very doing good to feel good man.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear it.
Yeah.
Okay? But he does good instead of talk about feel good.
Yeah.
And you need to be talked to like a girl because your daddy didn't talk to you as you were a girl.
Mm-hmm.
You're scripted to talk male.
Yeah.
So I'm warning you, this can be a deal breaker. So here are the five tools to support in your masculine man.
Mm-hmm.
One, do not ask him what he feels. Don't ask him for love, affection, time, or sex. Did you read that in my book, Getting to I Do?
Yes.
Okay, didn't that hit you in the gut? What do you mean don't ask him for love, affection, time, and sex?
It's killing me not to, but I'm being passive.
But remember, I taught this to the gentleman that calls me regularly, which I so appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the second tool is how you ask, how you teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him. Number one. When you want something from him, you have to make an appointment. I have a request to make of you. Would it be convenient for you to listen, and when?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking away your right to ask him for what you want, but mm-hmm. you've got to do it with respect, and that's making an appointment. Honey, I want to talk to you about the way you talk to me. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to hear me, and when would it be convenient?
Okay.
Do you understand that? And that's for
yeah.
teaching, preaching, bitching, moaning, and questioning him. Also, mm-hmm. in order to ask for more, better, different love, affection, time together, or sex.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Are
yeah.
you willing to abide by this? Because I'm afraid that you're too male if you're
yeah,
going to
really,
start
yeah.
teaching him to talk female.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly why I need to call you, because I've always been just trying to get a good man, and now that I'm in it, I don't want my masculine to come out and ruin it at this point, because it's...
you willing, have you by any chance read my summary book, A Man's World, A Woman's Universe?
I think I have it. I don't know if I've read it, though.
Would you please read it?
Yeah.
Here's what it is. It has the first part of the book is about the East and the West, you know, because of the way women and men handle each other. But part one is I-ness. Part two is courting, dating, mating, and marriage.
Okay.
Part three is usness, children and parents. And in this book are the tools. I'm saying to you, I don't want you to teach him to speak feminine.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But you have a tool to ask him for something.
Mm-hmm.
My way.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
How do you feel about what I've just taught you?
I feel good. I feel reassured and ready to try to be my best feminine self. So I appreciate you and your advice.
Good. Good.
I'm so thankful
for
talking to you.
All right. Good.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Okay, have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Excellent call. Let's see if we've got another one coming. I'm pretty sure we do. Just checking in with our switchboard to make sure. And until then, I want to remind everybody, www.drpatallen.com is where you can sign up for our newsletter. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for calling.
This is more of like a why did he do this question. A man has been dating me. We had only gone on two dates, and then we went on a weekend trip together, and we had so much fun. We had such a great time, and I had a conversation with him before that that I didn't want to have sex with him, and I wanted to take things slow.
Wait. Sex is everything you touch, taste, smell, see, and hear. There's a sexual quotient when you're with a man that you have chemistry for, that everything that he tastes, touches, smells, sees, and hears is sexual. There's one performance that is making love or having sex inappropriately.
Right.
So would you please restate it I told him the boundaries on intercourse.
On intercourse, yes. Yeah, so...
Did you use that word?
Yes, and I used the your language of wanting monogamy and longevity and all of that. And
you
we
set
had
the boundaries. To have intercourse, commonly referred to as making love or just having sex.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And he was okay with it, but he did make some kind of comment here and there about it, like more in a joking manner.
No, honey, he made it in a sarcastic manner because he had run into a virtuous woman that loved loving, but not without a commitment.
Right. And he kind of like couldn't believe it. Like he was surprised that I really didn't have intercourse with him.
Do you know why? After the First World War, women and kids went home to his parents or her parents. Is that a correct statement?
Mm-hmm.
In the Second World War, did women go to work?
Yes.
Did they take over the jobs in the factories?
Yes.
In the airplanes?
Yeah.
And did women's liberation bloom?
Yes.
I want you to remember, men can have casual sex until they're about 40-some years old when they go on estrogen. Then they can't do it because men or women on estrogen, that's premenopausal women and postandropause men, bond, super glue, mm-hmm. bond, and end up being madly in love with somebody that is having sex with you, but not making love.
Mm-hmm.
And men don't like that because they like free sex, free girlfriends.
Right.
In fact, the newest phrase is my baby's mama. I'm going to see my baby's mama.
Yeah.
How's that one?
Yeah.
All right.
So
I corrected you because I needed to.
Yeah, no, that's super helpful. And we had a really great time. And
you
he
did
dropped,
not have intercourse.
We did not have intercourse, no.
And intercourse is oral sex, blowjobs, anal sex, or vaginal.
Yeah, there was none of that.
But there was a lot of sex. Did he touch you? Did he kiss you? Did he pet you?
And it was great. And that part was great.
That's sex.
Right.
It's called foreplay.
Right. And there was a lot of that. And that part was great.
That's what women need to turn them on.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is for men. Get in,
right.
get it off, and get out.
We women,
we need to foreplay. We
mm-hmm.
need affection. But
mm-hmm.
we can't give away sex because when we do, we turn them off. I'm going to say this story because it's pertinent to the pandemic. I have a number of couples that came to me as the pandemic came out and stay 6 feet away from people and all that good stuff. Anyway, a man and a woman, young man and woman, were chemically attracted, and they said, let's live together in a quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think happened? She bonded and he turned off.
Right.
Do you know why? Men have to fall in love before they have intercourse.
Yeah.
We women are in love with ourselves if we're virtuous.
Mm-hmm.
We're in lust with them when we give them us.
Mm-hmm.
Because they need to fall in love so that we feel in love with them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. So with that in mind, what did you want to ask?
So he dropped me off and he said, I would love to see you again. And I said that I would love to see him too. And he was leaving to go on a trip for work for 2 weeks. And he texted me and left me voice notes for 2 days. And then when he left on his trip, I didn't hear from him.
He ghosted
you. For the whole 2 weeks that he was gone. And
a man has 8 weeks to reach out to you.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Has he reached out to you?
Yeah. So he reached out to me. He finally got back yesterday. And so he reached out to me today. And
so it was how long since he was with you?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. He's mm-hmm. got 8 weeks to remember you. But I want to give you a tool. Are you willing to get a tool?
Yeah.
Okay. It's called Where Did You Go?
Mm-hmm.
When he did not call you, did he call you? Like, how long was the space of him not calling you when he was on his trip?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, and then he called you. At the end of the first week, or even the first days, you could have sent him a message. We had a great time. I know you're on a trip. But where did you go that didn't allow you to reach out to me?
Okay.
See, here's the requirement. The man has got to say, I had a great time and we're going to do it again.
Right. Yeah.
And then when he doesn't do it for like 3 or 4 days, you do a where did you go?
Mm-hmm.
He came back in two weeks, and that's wonderful because eight weeks is what I give him.
Right. And your tool with that. So I felt okay that it was within the 2 weeks. We have a mutual friend in common, and he spoke to the mutual friend during those 2 weeks and said, I had a really fun time with her. I really like her, but I don't think that she's that into me.
That's right. Because you didn't give him free sex.
Right. Okay.
He literally said, this is really weird.
Right.
Do you know how many women give their bodies in intercourse to men when the truth of the matter is, once he picks your cherry, it's hard for him to fall in love with you because the friendship is turned into a sexual operation.
Right. Right.
Men need to be with a virtuous woman to make love. And that's especially important for men pre-andropause or in andropause, 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm.
You know how men need their erection machine, their medicine?
Yeah.
Men that have been required to make love don't need the medicine unless they have some disease. Do you know why? Because they know how to make love. And have you, are you a virgin?
No.
Have you ever been with the man that touched you sexually but didn't touch you with love?
Yeah.
Could you tell the difference between a man that was making love to you and a man that was having sex with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm going for.
Right.
And your fellow already said, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, right.
But he couldn't stay away from you for more than 2 weeks. That's wonderful.
Okay. So this is all good news.
This is all perfect news, including his shock, and definitely including everything I've taught you. And remember, this is being recorded, and you can listen to it over and over again.
Okay. Okay, great. I didn't know.
What did you not know?
Going? Yeah, I didn't. When I just didn't know if I had done something wrong or.
No, you didn't do anything wrong. No,
so this clears
you just
it all
didn't
up.
Know all of the terms.
Right.
You will be able to explain yourself. You know, I work with prostitutes. I work with madams that have brothels. I'm not a moralist. I'm a scientist.
Right.
You see?
Right.
I have to report child abuse, elder abuse, and disabled adult abuse. I don't have to report anything else sexually.
Right.
As long as it's not rape.
Right.
Okay, what else?
Okay, this is awesome. And that was it. And I guess my question is, so do I bring anything up to him, like, or do I just let it all go back to normal?
You don't bring it up. Here's what you'll do in the future. Since you waited 2 weeks before you did Where Did You Go, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you can't say Where Did You Go if he didn't say we're going to do this again. Got that?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because then he's not saying, you don't know whether he's going to call you.
Right.
But I want you to hear what I'm going to say to you now. Because of him saying, I had a great time and he told a friend and whatever, you are going to be happy. Oh, I'm so glad to hear from you. I miss you.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I do feel happy that he finally reached out. So that'll be easy.
But you didn't say it. See, men are females too, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
They have male bodies but female souls. Okay.
Yeah.
I have no problem with you rejoicing. Like, I'm so glad you called.
Right. Okay.
That's you being female to his female.
Right. Okay. I love that.
All right. Did you get what you needed here?
Yes. This is so helpful. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Have a good night. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Summer. You bet.
Bye.
Have a terrific night. Bye-bye. Okay, Dr. Allen, we've got some more calls, and we'll be getting another one hooked up here in just a minute. I want to remind everybody the call-in number is 323-203-0815. Hi, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Let me turn you up a little bit louder, just a second. I just got to turn you off.
No worries.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
It won't go off. It won't go off. God darn it.
Try and turn it off.
I just got to turn this off. It won't turn off.
Unplug it.
Okay, I'm turning this stupid thing off. Power off here. Okay, I just shut it down. Okay. Yeah. Oh, shit, there it goes. Okay, yeah, I have a report, and I also want to ask a question because of the report. Is that okay?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. I joined Fun Singles, like you said, last Friday, and I met a gentleman on it. He took me off.
You met him? You spoke first?
No, he met me. He met me. No, he went first. He spoke first. I'm almost positive he spoke first.
Got it.
And then he took me off the site, kind of like, because he wanted to meet me. And so I didn't get to meet anybody else. So he said he wanted to come over and meet me. He wanted to, or at least somehow meet me. But he said my house wasn't too far. You know, it was maybe it was far away, but he could do it. And then he said, I want to meet. And I said, I appreciate you want to meet me, but I'm comfortable because of the COVID. And my brother's taking care of me, and he doesn't want me to see anybody until I get the vaccination. He goes, well, you don't have to listen to your brother. And he said, you know, I can't have this. And he hung up. So far with now, if he ever calls back, I don't think I'm compatible with him. I don't know.
I want you to know you're simply a virtuous woman teaching a man that you respect your brother and that you are virtuous. I want you to date men 3 times.
That's the question. How do you do that on how do you do that on the phone? I mean, how do you even know out of 3 times?
I heard about a dating service. I'll give them an advertisement. It's called fun.singles.
That's where I joined. It seemed pretty good.
That's what I'm telling you. Dating
how do you evaluate? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting you. Go ahead.
Yep. The truth of the matter is touching is for courtship after we get done with this stupid virus.
Right.
You know what the first level of a relationship is? Friendship. Friendship.
Right. Right.
Trustworthiness. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the contracts you're willing to make and keep. As long as women keep giving away free girlfriend, free wife, free everything, we're not going to have a good marriage record. I'm doing my best with my books, getting to I do, and staying married and loving it. And my last book, A Man's World and a Woman's Universe.
I only read that 4 or 5 times, all of them.
I know that, and that's good. So I want you to give him, if he calls you again, you give him 2 more dates. You've given him 1.
He's a very successful guy, but he said he lost 40 pounds recently. Now, I don't know if he looked that healthy. I'm not sure.
Dear, I know who you are, and I like what you're doing when you call me, but you've got your answer.
Okay, and I want to say 2 other things about my son really quick. Is that okay?
About what?
My son and Dr. Jensen, can I mention them or no?
Yeah, no, dear. Don't mention people.
No, I'm not going to say don't say anything about either one.
About year one?
My son, he's become very successful. He rarely calls me, but I don't care because he's making money.
Well, what you're saying is
because you're his grandmother.
You've worked with You've worked with me for how long? How long have you known
me?
Only
43 years. That was slow learner.
43 years. And your husband died recently.
Huh?
Your husband died.
Oh, yeah, my husband died. He was in a nursing home for 4 years, and I was there almost every day for 4 years.
But I want you to know you're just beginning to explore dating. So why don't we just keep on going? You can ask one question per show.
Okay, can I mention my doctor really quick or no?
No.
Okay, I won't do that then. Never mind. But he's helped me out a lot, and he mothers me. He's the best doctor in the whole wide world. So I'm doing really well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, caller. Okay, let's get another caller in here. And, you'll find Dr. Allen's books at the wantistore.com. Wantistore.com is where you can find the Over 50 Dating. And if you go to our website right
this
now.
This is Dr. Pat Allen. Please leave a message.
If you go to our website, www.drpatallen.com, we have the dating relationship video that's free for download right now, free to watch as many times as you want. It's a great, great video. Hi, Dr. Allen. You're back.
Hi. I don't know where it went.
Oh, well, you know, it's live radio. What are you going to do?
Okay.
Not always perfect. So I believe our switchboard is going to get us another caller. But until then, I was just saying you could go to our website and you can watch our
Hello?
Video. Hi, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so I'm going to be very honest. I am feeling very shameful.
No, I want you to lie.
No, you don't. So I feel really shameful about what I'm going to talk about today. My relationship.
The nice thing about radio show is we can talk any way we want as long as it's more or less ethical and legal. Go ahead. What is it?
And when I say shameful, I mean I am a recovering alpha female, and I am now in a relationship.
Which means you're smart and sensitive.
Yes,
brain,
I like to think
your
so.
Your brain and your heart duel for control over your body.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. There's a book called Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard. Were you raised to do good like a boy or feel good like a girl by your dad?
Like a boy. Like
All
a boy.
Right. So I just wanted the audience to know.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can ask the question. What is it?
Okay. So a man is dating me, and we are in a relationship now. And I'm familiar with your work. I've read most of your books.
And you've got a commitment, monogamy,
yes,
continuity,
yes,
and you're going to the same place. Are you mating or marrying?
We've both talked about marriage, where he's the one who brought it up. So mating.
Mating? You don't want to marry?
Oh, wait, no, sorry, the opposite, not mating. Marriage
yeah,
bound.
That's right. I don't mind if you wanted to mate. That means that he wants to marry and you want to mate. Mating is without a document. Marriage is a document.
Yes. Yeah, it would be marriage bounded.
But they're both monogamous, both continuous, contacting, calling, dating. And both are going to the same place.
Yes.
Either mating or marriage.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
So what happened?
So we are in the imperfect stage of our relationship.
Okay.
And
so he's doing goofy things and you're doing goofy things.
Yes.
where we were scared where it could have been COVID. So we've had a lot of stress in our relationship over, you know, who we're around, you know, all of these new stressors with COVID that I'm sure, you know, everybody's trying to navigate. It's crazy. So anyhow, I panicked when he started getting sick because we actually had a weekend getaway together for Valentine's Day, and that was going to be our first Valentine's together. And he had to cancel because he had to go get tested and all of that. And I sort of...
Was he negative?
Yes, everything's negative, but he did get really sick. He got the flu and he wasn't feeling well. And I became irrational. And I also got my period, which, you know, I'm being honest about the irrational part because I did overreact about some things that I shouldn't have. And we had a conversation and it upset him. And so one thing I want to share is that he's a left-handed man, which I know that you've spoken about this before. And he's pissed off at me. He's pissed off at me where I feel like right now I'm sort of dealing a bit like with a woman instead of a man.
Have you sent him an amends?
So, well, I'm gonna share the little piece here and then I'm going to tell you what I did. So he started telling me, you know, that, you know, he's been sick and that he hasn't been himself. And it seems like he has a trauma with getting sick where he has some anxiety about health problems and he is overweight and there's things like that. So, you know, of course I knew he was freaking out about that, but I had my own anxiety about, could this be COVID? What if something happens to him? And so we started having this conversation where I was starting to feel as though he didn't want me to contact him. And that was my irrational part of my own brain thinking he isn't being as talkative. He's not being as receptive. And I made an assumption, which was incorrect. And so when we talked, I sort of blurted out that lately, because of his lack of communication and just the fact that he hasn't been as sweet or just, I guess I was needy. I was being more needy during this time.
Him.
I mothered
you
him.
Mothered
yes.
Mothered him, and mothering without permission is disrespect. A mother has to stop mothering. By the time he's 10, she must start to negotiate with her son. Fathers need to cherish their daughters by 8, or she becomes a man.
Yes, exactly. And I know this, so that's the irrational part because I've read your books. And so I blurted out that lately I haven't been really feeling like I have much of a boyfriend. And that really upset him. And he said, so I'm not allowed to be sick?
You didn't get permission to tell him something painful. Remember, teach me each bitch, moan, or question. You're supposed to make an appointment. And then for convenient time for him.
Yes.
So you disrespected him.
I did. And so basically in between that message, I said, you know, I would rather you tell me, which I demanded. It seems like I came off demanding. I said, I would rather you tell me that you want to be left alone or that you need space if you're not feeling well right now, because you're not really being the person that I know in this relationship.
I
like, this is the first time.
You. You're telling him, you're mothering him into being your son.
Yes. Yes, and I realize that now. So, I mean, afterwards, of course, I was upset that I said that.
Have you sent him an amends?
So this is what I did. He hung up.
What
he
did
said,
you do?
So
maybe
he
you
said,
did,
wow.
I just don't know it. What?
I'll share that right now. So he responded to my comments, and he said, wow. He said, I have to go. And he hung up the phone. And quickly after he hung up the phone, he said, please leave me alone. That was Monday night. That was Monday night.
He has 8 weeks to forgive you.
So this is the interesting part. I have a therapist.
What?
And I talked to my therapist about this. And she felt that it would be nice for me to send him something comforting during this time while he's sick. And so I went ahead and I sent him...
What did you send him?
I sent him de-stressing stuff, like a candle, like a lotion, things that have to do with, like,
did
helping
you
to reduce your stress.
To make an amends for your mothering?
I sent a note saying,
Yes, I apologize.
What did the note say?
It said
that. I have a problem with your therapist giving you that direction. That was, I approve. My first tool is don't ask a man how he feels unless he's puking or bleeding. But he was sick. So I have no problem with women mothering the men in their life when they're sick. The only thing is I'm waiting. I'm waiting now to hear your note of amends. Let's see what you wrote.
Okay, these are my notes that came with the gift that I sent him. So the first one says, you're always in my thoughts and prayers. Another one says, I know I haven't done the best job with expressing I care about you, but I really do. I'm sorry if I ever made you feel otherwise. I love you. The last one says, I always have good intentions, and I'm hoping that you can believe this in spite of everything that has happened recently. And Stephen, I hope that you are feeling better overall. I patiently await for when you are ready to talk again. With love, Leticia.
Those are all mothering.
Oh my gosh.
Not one of them is an amends. Here's an amends.
Okay.
What's his first name?
Stephen.
Stephen, you have every right to reject me. I disrespected you when I blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I am not done.
Yes.
So the first thing you say to him is he had every right to reject you because of your disrespectful mothering.
Mm-hmm.
And then you admit, if you give me another chance, I will never, and then list all the things that you did that you aren't going to do again. Say again.
Mm-hmm.
See, what you did is you blew up into a man called Mom. And he shriveled up and said, I don't want a disrespectful mom. Mm-hmm. And amends, I'm not asking you to apologize to him because you didn't mean to do what you did. I want you to make an amends to him by admitting what you did to him.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Yes, and I think that that's where my question comes into place. Like, I know that I did a lot of things wrong. He's already.
Please list them.
Yes. Yes, I will do that.
And
now, as far as.
What?
Yes. As far as reaching out to him, this was since Monday that this happened. And he started to receive gifts from me because they sort of came out of, like, you know, at different times they arrived at his home. And they arrived yesterday. So he should have already got some of these notes, and I didn't hear from him. So from Monday night when our argument happened, that was
the
last time that I talked to him.
I've got news for you. You were apologizing, not making an amends.
Okay.
I don't want people to apologize for mistakes. I want them to make an amends, admit you made a mistake, promise to not do it again to the best of your ability, and ask him if he can accept your amends.
Would this be something that I do now, or do you?
Right, I haven't done it.
Okay.
I want you to make an amends. I don't want you to make an apology. You already did that. You already played mama.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to admit you disrespected him, and if he's willing to give you another chance, you won't do it again.
Would this be something that you would recommend to do over the phone or a text message, or how would you want me to do this?
Texting or emailing, something he can read and reread and reread. I don't trust your voice on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand if your dad walked in the door, would he ask you how you did today or how you felt about what you did? What would he ask you?
How I did today.
That's right. You were raised to be a man, which is mom.
Yeah.
When mothers have babies, are they feminine or masculine? They're masculine. No man would have a 9-pound, 7-ounce, that's my first baby, baby. No man, they'd be too smart. And then do it again and again. I have 4 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow. Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying to you is, I know that you had a blast of mom masculine, but mm-hmm. not any of your statements admitted that you had abused him and would make an effort to not do it again.
I will text him this. Now, my next question, or my last question, would be, if he does not respond, would that lead into
in
what you say about
weeks,
the six to eight weeks? Okay. I was thinking you were going to say that.
You knew I was going to say that. Everybody knows what I'm going to say. We just need to keep hearing it.
Yes.
I don't think I've changed a sentence. In fact, I read my book, A Man's World, A Woman's Universe, after I'd written it, and I let it sit for a while, and I read it looking for mistakes. I didn't find any. I said the same things over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah. I want you to know that if you're going to send something else to him, it would be a high bye letter at the end of 8 weeks when he has not reached out to you.
Okay.
Do you know the structure for a high bye letter?
Can you remind me just so I can re-listen to this?
I would be more than willing to do that.
Okay, thank you.
The first step is everything you did like about him.
Mm-hmm.
The second paragraph is the mistake you made in mothering him. The mm-hmm. third paragraph is on the pain of the mistake you made. The third paragraph is, you don't want to lose him.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth paragraph is, I want to clean up my act and not do this and this and this and this with anyone again. And the fifth paragraph is, thank you for at least reading this letter. I hope you reach out to me, but I wish you well, even if you don't. You got that?
Yes, I got that. I hope I don't have to get to that point, but yes, I got that.
What's the point? He'll call you because you were nice to him?
No, I just don't want to have to imagine that we get to that point where he just doesn't acknowledge anything at all, and it's definitely over.
Do you want to find out, or do you want to continue to chase him like a mommy?
No, I don't want to slip back into that again.
So you did nothing wrong in giving him things because of his illness. And I already explained that. I have no problem with women mothering men in their life that are sick, physically sick. You see?
Yeah.
All I'm showing you is how to make an influence. Okay?
Yes, I got it.
All right, I was going to do the tools. Tool number one, never ask a man what he feels unless he's puking or bleeding. Got that?
Yes.
Tool number two, when you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him, make an appointment for the subject and at his convenience. Got that?
Got that.
Third tool, he's done something irritating and you say, you had every right to say that, think that, feel that, do that, but I'm uncomfortable with it. Are you willing to not do it in front of me? You make him right for what he did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth tool, 90% of all communication is nonverbal. It's tones of voice, gestures, postures, facial expressions. I sense by the tone of your voice, Stephen, that you're upset about something. Am I right?
Yes.
When would it be convenient for you to share that with me? Hopefully today. Followed by, is there anything I can do to help you and I do better about this subject? That's the only real question I have to give you to ask him. And the fifth paragraph is, it's a, like a nonverbal second paragraph. Do you know the timeout for the referee does with his hands?
Yes.
If you're afraid to speak because you're afraid you're going to be mama big time, do the timeout sign in front of his face so that he says, what are you doing? I'm signaling you that I'm uncomfortable with something you're saying or something you're doing. Is it convenient for you to hear me or not? Got that?
I got that. I'm wondering, this is the last thing I have to ask. What is appropriate for someone to ask for space in a relationship? Like if someone needs space, what's too much and
anytime.
What's too...
Anytime.
So, if someone asked for space, should they be saying, like, for instance, he just said, please leave me alone, and he didn't give me,
No, that wasn't asking for space. He was saying, get the out of my life.
Oh.
He was rejecting you, dear. He wasn't getting space. You took space, and you've been seducing him with your gifts, which is okay with me, because he was ill.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
I see.
I think I took it like
he wanted a space. Got it.
What?
Thank you. I think I understood it. He just wanted space, meaning like give me time away from you because it was in our conversation when I said, I'd rather you just tell
That's
me that you want me to
I
leave
say
me alone.
Men are not gone till they're gone 8 weeks. I
Got
say it.
It
every time I talk.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Pat
All
Allen.
Right.
I appreciate
welcome.
It. All right.
I appreciate
bye.
Your calling. Bye.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. All righty. Let me check in. Oh, I wanted to remind everybody. Oneistore.com. And that's where you're going to find Dr. Allen's latest book. It's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. We have a great DVD set, Over 50 Dating.
Please leave your message for 57531.
Here we go. Okay. You can find all kinds of goodies there. And you sign up for our newsletter at www.drpatallen.com. That's drpatallen.com. We'll send you an email. You need to confirm. Then you'll be on our mailing list. And I want to remind everybody, we don't sell our mailing list. Hi, caller. You're on the line with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
Okay. Yes, I do.
What is it?
Hi, Pat. I had a couple of sessions with you.
Good.
My last session was that you told me I needed to give him 8 weeks, the typical 8 weeks. This is the man who I feel like has a drinking problem, and he ran off with a wealthy alcoholic woman. And then he went to Florida for Thanksgiving, but I got a text 1 day before the 8 weeks.
Isn't that clever?
So clever. And that he hasn't seen me on Facebook. Am I okay? And that he's still enjoying Florida. So he's been there for 3 months.
So
what I, you know, I got the text the day before the 8 weeks. He's on his binge with her. Obviously, they're still going strong or whatever. I returned the text like you told me to, and I said, thank you so much for asking. Life is good. I've been busy, and my son just moved to Florida. You know, I kept it light and upbeat. So now what happens? It's another 8 weeks, or when do you do the...
Wait a minute. He reached out to you?
Yes.
Yeah. He reached out, and what did he say to you? Please rerun it, because I think I attributed it to you, not him.
No, he reached out the day before the 8 weeks. And
that's
said,
perfect. That's fine.
I have not seen any of your Facebook posts. Are you okay? Anyway, I'm still enjoying Florida.
And that means he's not done with his binge.
Right.
Well, just that means he reached out to you and he's got another 8 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. So I replied graciously and politely. And, you know, I guess he's
that's what you do. But I want you not to put any information on the website so that he doesn't know if you're dating. He doesn't know what you're doing.
Right. That's what forced him to contact me.
That's right.
Okay.
And you were friendly. And you were friendly.
I was friendly. When do I know that to give up if he's actually living with this woman now and they're in the drunken binge?
You'll know it in your gut when your neurotransmitters tell you that he's unfixable.
Mm-hmm.
The neurotransmitters are nature's way of carrying messages through your nervous system. We have three major neurotransmitters: dopamine, which is happy, happy, happy juice, the highest production of sexual and financial happiness produces dopamine, and your body loves it. The second one is serotonin, which is the body's way during sleep of resting. It's our tranquilizer, serotonin. And the third one is norepinephrine, a bummer, depression, down.
Right.
You see? So he's checking with you to see if you're in norepinephrine or dopamine. And obviously you're in serotonin. You're talking to me, a therapist. So with that in mind, he now knows you're happy without him.
Right. I said life is good.
And you know what that does to him? If he loves you, and does he love you?
He did, but I don't know. He might love alcohol more.
Darling, that's what I'm saying. He may be an addict. Have you read The Craving Brain by Dr. Rudin?
No, but I've done a lot of work.
Anyway, this is a book about what the nervous system is doing in the process of an addiction. Craving Brain. If you want to study him, otherwise... What you're doing is you're getting on with your life and not chasing him.
Right.
And he responded right on the schedule. Rumination is the 8 weeks. Feel thing, feel thing, feel thing, feel thing, feel thing. And he took action just like any human being.
He took it right under the wire. And if he's having such a beautiful time and, you know, party, party, party.
Honey, I want you to understand he is sedating his nervous system with a chemistry. That's the craving brain.
Right. What I'm saying is, what I'm asking is, even though he was having such a good time, he still managed to get in under the 8 weeks.
He got in under the 8 weeks to let you know that he still loves you, but he can't afford you because you're virtuous and he doesn't want to be virtuous. He's found a sick woman that will drink him into his grave.
And pays for it, too. She's paying for everything.
Oh, well, there you go. So they're having sex and they're having money. Two highest dopamine producers.
Right. And alcohol. And tons of alcohol.
Are you dating other people?
I just started a profile. I just got my second vaccine, so I'm ready to get out there.
I did too. I got my second vaccine today.
Wow, and you're feeling good. That's great.
Yes.
Yes. So when do I know to give up on him if he's getting everything he wants with her?
Yeah, I got news for you. I'm going to tell you something now that's very sad. When a man is doing his addictive behavior, the chances of you wanting him when he's finally done with his binge are very slim. You will fall out of love with him.
Oh, that would be good. So I'm not in waiting and hoping anymore.
I want you to know that your kindness to his disability is a wonderful spiritual thing for you to do. But you may not be able to stay in love with him or bonded to him.
Right.
Okay.
And what are the odds of those two alcoholics staying together?
For how long?
I don't know. It's been, I guess, 4 months now.
I got news for you. They may stay together till one of them dies.
Okay.
They're on a
All
binge.
Right, so do you think it's time for me to write the high bye letter?
No, because you're not done. You're calling me. And I'm stroking you for not punishing him, pulling away from him. You're starting to date other men. You see what I mean? You're doing healthy things, and I'm not going to tell you to hurt him. He's a sick guy.
Right. Odds are he'll get in touch again. But after 4 years to be reduced to a text message is like, but with
honey, I've never known alcohol to help brains. Right. And I'm 50 years sober.
Right.
Plowed through four marriages. I wish I'd had a Pat Allen when I needed. I'm fine now. Because I've learned my lessons.
Well, I've learned I cannot beat the addiction, and I look at her as just a bottle and a binge, and it doesn't matter. Love does not beat alcohol.
I understand that. So pray for him.
Okay, I have been, actually. I've been doing the golden key.
Good.
All right. So, yes, thank you.
Thank you. That was a very nice message you had.
Okay. I'm probably hear from him again, yes or no.
Okay. You're going to do what?
Do you think I'll hear more from him?
Unless he's dead.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm gonna tell you,
we have had a stream of unique calls.
We usually hit a theme
at some point in the show, but this tonight I'm going to call us the bunny hop. We have hopped all over the place tonight.
Yes, we have, but they run the show. We serve them.
There we go. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a few questions about online dating.
Take the most important one, because I may only give you one question.
Okay. The most important one, I have heard that you talk about it's important for like women to pick with your ears and not with your eyes.
But that's right.
Online, it's kind of like you just see pictures. And so I'm wondering, should women just say yes to everyone, or just how do you pick with your ears online? Yes.
You're reading. And reading is ears. There's communication.
What if they're not posting anything for you to read? They just kind of post pictures.
Now I've got to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you want to get laid or paid in a relationship?
Paid in a relationship.
Then you will look at what he does for a living and how happy he is doing it. And he may be 20 pounds overweight.
So it's more important, just even if you see a picture, just if they don't talk about what they're doing, then just X them off.
If they don't market themselves as do good to feel good men, they're marketing themselves as lovers, and don't be surprised if they're not successful.
Okay.
Men have a right to be women. What do men use to pick their women?
They use their eyes.
Eyes. Why do they do their eyes, not their ears?
Because they're looking for a sensual woman, healthy woman, or hopefully to get laid. Hopefully that's what they're looking for.
And to carry their genes forward.
Mm-hmm.
Men carry the information on their sperm cells and reproduce themselves as best they can. Harvard did this study in the 90s. 2/3 of men mate and marry for sensual and sexual. 1/3 of men marry for status and security. My wife is the daughter of so-and-so, and he owns blah, 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 and I'm working for him. That's a gigolo. 2/3 of women mate and marry for status and security. 1/3 of women, called cougars, mate and marry for sensual and sexual stability. Now, narcissistic women want men perfect. I want him successful and handsome. And that is so rare if it's equal. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in love with a good man?
Yes.
Where did it go?
We weren't compatible.
You were or
weren't? We were not compatible. We were for a period, and then we wanted different things.
Therefore, would you believe that you and he both wanted do good to feel good? What did he want in a woman that you weren't?
he was a bit older and he wanted to move out of the country. And I didn't want to feel comfortable doing that before college. And so that's kind of where we went.
I got it.
I wanted to finish school and stuff like that.
And so both of you were narcissistic. You wanted to feel good with a mate and you wanted the mate to do good by your terms. Do you see what I'm saying?
I can see that.
Equality is not for romance. Equity. Women give up a lot of independence to be with men they respect. Men take responsibility for physically healthy women that give them babies. Do you see? Otherwise, we just get laid.
Do you have time for one more question about online?
Well, is it going to be about men and women?
Yes, just with the
same question. Because I've already told you, you want a perfect human being. They don't come that way.
I don't want a perfect human being. I'm trying to pick for getting paid, but there are a lot of people who aren't saying anything about themselves.
So I understand
kind of
that. That's questions are to see how much of a gold digger you are. Men often use women as sex objects, and women often use men as producers, money makers. The secret is equity. How much do I respect him? And he says to himself, how much do I cherish her? Men marry virtue in a woman because they can't stand her being with other men. We women let them have other women more than they let us have other men. But we set the standard in courtship. No intercourse until you give me monogamy sexually and socially. You don't portray yourself as single. Continuity, you set up dates and calls. You don't let me wander by myself in a desert. And you're going to marriage or you're not. You don't want to marry and I don't want to marry, but we want a mate. You've got to be compatible. And you've got to communicate it in a friendship, period. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to flirt with men?
Yes.
That your eyes are not. Look at their profiles. The profile tells you he's either marketing himself as a lover or he's marketing himself as a man who's made a mark in the world.
Okay. And if he doesn't say anything, then he's marketing himself as a woman, pretty much.
That's right.
Got it.
And
thank you, Paul.
For a lay. He's great for a lay, but that's not what you say you want.
No,
you want to get paid?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you
for calling. What?
You're welcome.
All right. I'm going to see if we have time for one more.
Okay, let's go.
And checking in with our switchboard to see if we do. Yes, he's saying yes. Oh, he's listening. He's so awesome. Oh, Ronan, you're the best. Ronan at LA Talk Radio, everybody. What would we do without him? We wouldn't have any calls. That's what we'd do without him.
Well,
okay. Hi, caller, you're live on LA Talk Radio. Dr. Pat Allen, what can we do for you? Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Lately, I've been obsessing about cooking and posting it on Facebook, on social media, the things that I'm making. And I'm just, I want to know if this is not, I post like once or twice a day things that I've been cooking. And I want to know if Dr. Pat thinks this is like masculine or mothering that I'm.
No, dear. What you're doing is you're sharing your pleasure at creating a home in which food sensuously is part.
Yes.
Is it attracting any men?
Mostly women are you know, saying, oh, that's beautiful, and, you know, commenting, but no, like some married men.
Well, I hate to mention this. Men are a little more interested in sex than they are with food. But the food is sensual.
Yeah, and also my food is vegan, so I don't feel like there's a lot of vegan men out there who would.
I understand that. So,
interested in.
Are you in good shape? Is your booty?
I am. I'm, and I'm working out more and more these days, and I'm.
So, what do you do physically that a man might want to join you? Do you hike? Do you play tennis? Do you play golf? What do you do with your body?
Well, I do go for, I get, when I'm doing the online dating, guys want to meet me in person all the time, but I'm not meeting because of COVID.
Okay. Have you gone to the Zoom dating service called?
Yes. And I am meeting the same kind of men who, and I did, Dr. Pat, I did eHarmony. I'm doing eHarmony.
Okay, you're doing it.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is, it's very disappointing to me, actually.
What?
Is when they take the questions and it tells you how, on a scale of masculinity you are, how masculine you are and how feminine you are. All the men who reach out to me are highly feminine and very low masculine, and I'm way more.
I'll tell you why. Because real men meet you in the dry cleaners.
So is there any hope since I'm not going out anywhere?
Have you had your vaccinations?
Not yet. Hopefully very soon, because I'm working at a grocery store now, but I'm working literally 4 hours this whole month is all I've worked, because I'm in at like 5 in the morning because I'm being super cautious with COVID.
I fully realize that. I want you to make yourself safer to flirt.
How? Oh, yes. I did do the application for the vaccine. So I'm waiting to hear back from that. I'm hoping to.
Good. What?
Well, that's why I guess I'm posting so much on Facebook. It feels like the only opportunity for me to, like, put myself out in the world other than these dating sites.
I think you've got a few things. You need to get your vaccinations. You need to get safer so that you can do something.
Okay. I've got that.
You know what God's will is? Do you know what God's will is? If you've done everything to get what you want, the result is God's will. If you haven't done anything or everything, it's your will.
There is one thing I'm not doing that I could do.
What? What's that?
I'm house sitting in this gorgeous house in this gorgeous neighborhood, and instead of walking around the neighborhood, I'm just walking in the backyard for exercise.
Darling, that is so masculine? Did your daddy want a boy?
Yeah, my dad didn't want kids at all, I don't think.
Then would you please market your booty?
Okay, I'm on a very steep hill, but yeah.
I got news for you. Find a place in the area and walk it.
Okay. Yeah,
and
I know.
Flirt.
And I'm just so
used
to
6 feet apart. What?
Okay. Yeah, and the other thing is I'm just so used to being in my sweats all day long, even though I'm in great shape.
Could you get one outfit that puts your shape in view?
Okay.
And with that, I'm going to have to interrupt and say, Dr. Allen, we are out of time. We've got to go. What do you want to say before we run?
Do it.
Thank you, bye.
The way out of any negative feeling is a positive decision followed by action. Ask yourself, what do I want that I don't have, or what do I have that I don't want? And take action, or don't take action anymore if it's negative. Bye.
Amen. Bye-bye, everybody. We love you. We'll be back next week. Until then, take care. Be safe.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.